views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Vietnam, but
well,
getting close to it.
Maybe not on the soil there, but
yeah,
we're in the battle.
You're listening to 1460 96.5 FM. I guess it's 1460 AM and 96.5 FM. I like the way the FM sounds better.
Mr. Mellow.
That's right. I heard Mr. Mellow talking a little while ago. That's all right. Yeah. All you got to do is hit the mic, and it turns around, spins on its own. Who was sitting over here before? Eh, boy. Anyway, I'm here in the studio. It's Sunday, March 10th, 2019. My name is Mark Kent. I'm in the studio with my sister Linda, who does all the heavy lifting.
Good morning.
And our trusted producer, soundboard operator, Ray Raider.
Operator?
She's an operator. That's right. Ashley.
I'm not sure why you call me trusted, but okay.
Good morning.
Uh-oh, she's got that laugh going on.
I'm feeling mischievous today, so.
That could be it. We might have to talk later.
if you just say something I don't like, I can just mute you, so.
Yeah, she'll do the ninja. She'll be the, like, she's like the ninja warrior trusted producer. Taekwon leap, you know.
Kung fu.
That's right. She knows kung fu, jiu-jitsu, karate, kempo, and about 10 other Japanese words that I can't tell you.
Kung fu is Chinese. Just
oh, sorry.
Going to be that person. I'm the most pedantic person you know as well.
There you have it. I'm not even sure what pedantic means yet.
Oh, boy.
It's going to be that kind of a day. Anyway, I'm here in the great state of Jefferson. And I'm also here with Red Smith, who is in the unfunded seventh circle of an octopus. Go ahead.
Yeah, there it is. Just waiting, man. Just waiting for the other shoe. It's out there somewhere.
I think the shoe's dropping at this point. I mean, good grief. It really is. We also have Terry Raposa, who's the state of Jefferson kind of guy. And he's going to stay over with us for a few minutes. And he's got some important stuff to talk to us about. But
just saying. Hush. God, what is it? I look or, you know, at people and they go, what?
Yeah,
just saying. Right. What are you guilty of?
You can go to the chat room at KCNR1460.com or call in at 530-605-4567. All of our shows are podcast and archived as well. And you can friend me on Facebook at Mark E. Kent. Yeah, try for either one of them. I mean, I got about 5,000 on one, and I don't even know how many on the other. And they're all being controlled by Mark Zuckerberg, so who cares?
Mm-hmm. Yep, doesn't matter now.
It's like now we're finding out that, and this will be coming out in the next few weeks, that the whole Facebook thing is a CIA operation that was converted. The day that the operation is called LifeLog, went out of business, Facebook just happened to start up.
Hey, you ever looked at the history of the beginning of Google and who started that and runs it?
And Twitter? Aren't they kind of all in the same
I haven't
back
ran
there?
Down that rabbit trail yet, but...
You know what's better than having to spy on the American population, tricking them into doing it for you?
Isn't that interesting? Because it's actually illegal for the CIA to spy domestically. They were set up to spy internationally, mm-hmm. and so that's actually against the rules to spy domestic. So what you do is you get Mark Zuckerberg and you create a thing called Facebook mm-hmm. after you've already got all the software set up as LifeLog.
They don't play by the rules.
You don't spy. You collect metadata that is voluntarily provided by the citizens.
Not really spying. It's
willingly they did.
It's kind of
like
getting a FISA warrant without any real evidence.
Yeah, hell, they'll even give you pictures of themselves and what they're up to.
I bet they got plenty of pictures.
Yeah.
Well, Red got the best chair. Red's got the chair. We have stools.
Yeah, I did get the chair.
You did get the chair, brother.
All the other ones have shock therapy.
You're a little lower than me. What are you sitting in, bud?
I don't know. I sat in this chair and it just kept collapsing all the way to the floor. So no one. Feel like one of the munchkins.
Your chin's on the table. Yeah.
That's right. I'm representing a lullaby league.
That's okay. I've got the rocking stool.
There you go.
That's cool.
He's rocking.
Maybe we can have a fundraiser to get new seats. Just something a little more comfortable.
That would be nice. Maybe. Yeah. So going back on this Facebook thing before we get on to what Terry's got is, it's really crazy. Interestingly enough, I did a little homework on Mark Zuckerberg, on Facebook. And, he's got armed guards. He's got armed guards. He's got complete privacy security stuff. They even say he has an escape chute out of his office, in case there's some kind of emergency. He's got to get out of there just fast. He's got a couple of goons that are constantly around him. He's got protection for his wife and family. Why? I mean, does Mark Zuckerberg think he's got some kind of a problem that he might have to deal with at some point?
I don't know. Gavin Newsom wouldn't move into the governor's mansion because the walls weren't high enough to keep people out.
Yeah. I don't know.
These guys all have a little bit of something to fear.
Skeletons in the closet there.
Just unbelievable. Yeah. But, we want to talk about that. There's a bunch of stuff going on. But let's go ahead and let's talk to Terry here about prayer to read, I believe it is.
Yeah. I wanted to read something that came out actually on January the 23rd, 1996, and it's resurfaced. And I want to bring this up because you brought up some great points last week, and I'll bring this up, and then when we go to a break, I will go off into the sunset because I know you guys got a lot of really good, great things to talk about. But anyway, there's a pastor. His name is Joseph Wright. He's the pastor of Central Christian Church in Wichita, Kansas, and he was the guest chaplain for the Senate when they had their opening as far as their meeting, and this was January the 24th, 1996. But the thing that really strikes me about this prayer is the position that we have a lot of things that go on in a lot of pastors that really, I don't want to be involved in politics, we really shouldn't say anything about politics, and by the way, we don't want to have anything to do with politics, and did I say we don't want to have anything to do with politics? Well, there might be hope yet, because this pastor gave this prayer, and it's resurfacing going all over, and I'm going to read it. It's not very long. I'll read it. So Joe Wright went ahead and opened the session in the Kansas State in the Senate, and what they heard was this. Heavenly Father, we come before you today to ask your forgiveness and to seek your direction and guidance. We know your word says woe to those who call evil good, but that is exactly what we have done. We've lost our spiritual equilibrium, and we've exploited the poor, and we call it the lottery. We've rewarded laziness and call it welfare. We've killed our unborn and call it choice. We've shot abortionists, and we call that justifiable. We've neglected to discipline our children and call that building self-esteem. We've abused power, and we call that politics. We have coveted our neighbor's possessions and called it ambition. We have polluted the air with profanity and pornography and call it freedom of expression. We've ridiculed the time-honored values of our forefathers and call it enlightenment. Search us, O God, and know our hearts. Today, cleanse us from every sin and set us free. Amen. Well, the response there was immediate. A lot of the legislators got up and walked out, But this thing basically went viral. He received 5,000 phone calls over the next couple of days, and only 47 of them were negative. He got requests from of prayer from Africa, from India, from Korea, and it was just an amazing thing to see a pastor stand up. And, you know, I think that there comes a time when, you know, pastors don't need to worry about the 501c3 anymore or any of that stuff. When do they speak the truth? And I know Mark last week brought up some great stuff, which is in the book of Matthew about taxes. Give unto Caesar what is Caesar's and give unto God what is God's. And I think that he made just some great points about how things can get distorted and even how the church can, move people into submission of basic slavery. And he made just some great points about that. When you stop and think about the fact that we need to obey the government, that's not exactly correct. And I think that a lot of times scripture is twisted in a way that, you kind of wonder, and just one last thing. It's sort of like, did the Christians hold a blind eye to smelling those smells in Germany when the Jews were being incinerated?
They were killing the Christians too. They were
killing everybody.
They were killing everybody.
They were targeting the Jews, but the Polish people got it.
The Russians.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Czechoslovakians,
criminals, homosexuals,
anybody that wasn't toeing the party line got it.
And right.
They just happened to be targeting the Jews more than anybody else.
Well, if somebody would have just stood, that's the point. If somebody would have stood up.
Well, and I'll tell you what, you look at that, and then we'll go to a break. But before we go to the break, real quick, is this. That was – who was running the church at the time? When Jesus was talking about the render unto Caesar what is Caesar's, who was he talking to? He was talking to the Sadducees, which were the people who were in charge of the church. They were the church at the time. They were the high priests. So the high priests were trying to – trick him or trap him into saying something that was illegal so that they could then punish him. And then he wouldn't have been perfect either because then he would have committed a crime. Mm-hmm. So you got to look at that in context. This whole idea is render under Caesar is a bunch of that's just total crap because that's a cop out. That's like using your Christian faith to say that I'm saved and I don't have to do anything right. And I can just, all I got to do is confess on Sunday.
Yeah.
That's crap. Okay, you still have to fight the good fight, regardless of whether you're going to win or lose. But that doesn't mean that you just roll over and hand your enemies all your supplies so that they can use it against you. Really? That's what that saying says? I don't think so.
No, you're absolutely right, Mark, and you know, 1,000,000%. I mean, the thing is, give unto Caesar. Does that mean Caesar and God are equal, and Caesar gets his and God gets his? I mean,
we did start a country here that has sovereign citizens, and we became Caesars. We became free, and we are now, render under Caesars. That we are the Caesars. If anything, we would have to render under ourselves if you're going to read that passage the way you're reading it, because God said when he let all the people of Israel go, don't ever let yourselves be enslaved again. So the whole thing is a crappy argument as a cop-out to take no action, and it's just be another sheep for the government. Anyway, with that, we have to go to a break.
I think we need to go to a break. If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
Happening in the state of Jefferson. Every week there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson, state of mind.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
Live flamenco on stage with Savannah Fuentes, Pedro Cortez, and Jose Marino. Friday, March 15th at 8 p.m. at Reading School of the Arts. Tickets can be purchased at brownpapertickets.com or by calling Reading School of the Arts. Live flamenco is filled with passion and excitement, exquisite dancing, and masterful guitar playing. It is an experience you'll never forget. Preferred seats at the edge of the dance floor are available, so go to brownpapertickets.com or call Reading School of the Arts. Enjoy live flamenco with Savannah Fuentes, Friday, March 15th at Reading School of the Arts.
Like that, I can't help you.
There is no helping you.
You're done. Awesome stuff. Little Def Leppard there. Yeah, good stuff. Tell you what, that had me going this morning, and I felt like playing the whole song, but, you know, we do have to sort of broadcast.
You can do the whole album.
I know. Well, where do we start? You know, we've already kind of touched on the old Zuckerberg phenomenon.
Well, before we go any further, I got a couple things I would like to announce.
Well, then you just go right ahead.
I'm going to do that.
Do it.
I am going to announce the Veteran Job Fair. The first annual Veteran Job Fair is March 28th at the Veterans Hall, 1605 Yuba Street, from 9 o'clock to 1 o'clock. So it's go down there, meet employers, see if you can get a job, bring your resume, dress for success. Also, I still have gun safe tickets for sale. We belong to a committee for the Veterans Home, and so we are selling these tickets. We're only selling 500 of them.
They're almost gone, aren't they?
They're almost gone. The proceeds go to help the residents out at the home acquire things that the state and stuff will not cover. So, they're $10 each. If you're interested, give me a call at 356-3651 or Linda at 510-0162.
You better hurry because they're going fast.
There's only 500.
They're almost gone. I don't know how many's left, but they're almost gone.
Yeah. And just so you know, it's a 40-gun safe.
40-gun safe?
Yeah. So, it's pretty good size. So, anyway, we'll deliver within 25 miles of Reading. So, anyhow, $10 each, they're almost gone.
So, we could do a 40-gun salute if we had it.
No, yeah, if you had the safe.
I like that.
You'd have 40 guns.
And then we could salute. Mm-hmm. As you would.
Hey. You might, if you got this safe, you might have to make sure you had the 40 guns. You know?
Oh, yeah.
I'm just saying, you always, may want to add to the collection.
There's always that. We'd have, that would mean we would have to go buy some more.
Shucks.
I hate it when that happens.
There you go.
Oh, boy. Well, let's see. Where should we start? There's just too much crap to talk about here. I got this one. This is a story from Liberty Hangout. Let's start here, and then we'll sort of work our way into the pit of crap, if you will. The crappy pit. It's crappy, this pit. UCLA student signs petition to put Trump supporters in concentration camps. Now, if this wasn't so stupid, it'd be funny. But these are the same guys that we're supposed to trust with our health insurance and give them all our guns. And, this is the mentality that the Democrats have finally just did it. It's official as of today. They've gone bat crap crazy. You can fill in the blank instead of crap, and you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, they're not hiding who they are anymore.
No, I mean,
at all.
They are off the charts, freaking lunatic-y.
Well, that's, you know, voting to let illegal aliens vote, because what could possibly go wrong or be wrong with that?
I posted the story. It's on the Facebook account, you know, that is being completely monitored and controlled by Mark Zuckerberg and the CIA connection to the long life. I mean, I wish I was kidding.
You're not.
I wish I was. I mean, but I'm not, and it's true. Okay, and I can prove it.
I'm pretty sure anymore. If you got two tin cans and a string, they got a squirrel in there listening. Somewhere.
Yeah. So
I agree with that.
If you're listening to MSNB, LSD, or you know, Communist News Network, or many other outlets, FA News, I guess they don't talk about it much. Although they do get something that does come out once in a while. That's, I think Sarah Carter's been pretty stellar with some of her reporting, and this is actually coming through her Twitter site, and this is the website is fromsarahcarter.com, and the title of this article is by Jenny Ter, "A Vote for Illegals." This is dated. What is today? Oh, this is dated today, as a matter of fact. Pelosi says new immigrants must not have their votes suppressed. Now, think about that for a second.
How would new immigrants have their votes suppressed?
I mean, it's like, okay, so a vote for illegals, a vote, and that's what the question about, vote for illegals? Pelosi says new immigrants must not have their votes suppressed. What is that?
She can't be talking about illegals. Illegals don't have a vote.
Yeah, you would think, okay? But not in their world, not in their bat crap crazy world, you know? You know, every time they speak, guano just, you know, falls out of their face.
Yeah.
So you're okay. Is everybody okay out there with the Speaker of the House advocating illegal immigrants vote in elections, or they're being suppressed? Kind of sounds a little bit like voter ID and a lot of other...
Oh, that's where minorities are too stupid to figure out how to get identification.
Yeah, even though they need it for everything else, like to go cash my welfare check or, you know, food stamps. You got to have ID. You got to have ID to go do anything except vote.
Except vote.
Yeah, that would suppress their...
They probably don't need it for their welfare cards and stuff. They just...
That would suppress their rights.
Yeah.
The constitutional rights that they don't have. Yeah. So I got a video queued up I sent over to you, Ashley. It's about the Oaktown Unfiltered. It has a Latino talking about, you know, how she feels about that, what's going on. And this is, you know, Hispanics against illegal immigration, which is really the fake news, is they won't report any of this stuff. They won't report the other side of this crap because the other side of this is starting to overwhelm their crap. And that's really what's going on, is that does anybody even pay attention to any of the crap that's on the mainstream media anymore? I mean, if you do, I think that you need to have your head examined.
There's a small percentage that are still just glued to the mainstream.
Yeah.
You know.
It's like, where's my cheese, dude? You know? That's,
there you go.
How dare you move my cheese?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hey, if you don't got my cheese, it's going to get ugly.
Bring it back here right now.
I'm telling you, you better give me the cheese.
I'm entitled to that cheese. And
you
bring it
better
back.
Give me the cheese, see? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I seem to have misplaced my cheese.
I guess we're going to go to a break and then come
and
back
then we'll
with
come
it?
Back. You got that queued up? All right, cool.
All right.
Go ahead.
If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State and 96.5 FM.
One of the four beasts saying, come and see. And I saw, and behold, a white horse.
There's a man going round taking names, and he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same. There'll be a golden ladder reaching down when the man comes around. The hairs on your arm will stand up at the terror in each sip and in each sup. Will you partake of that last offered cup or disappear into the potter's ground when the man comes around?
Attention all hands. Manning the Watch is a show by veterans for veterans, covering every branch of the uniformed service.
Listen every Saturday at 10 a.m. for the news and information all veterans need to know, nationally and right here in Shasta County.
Listen live or streaming on the chat room at KCNR1460.com. Welcome aboard every Saturday morning for Manning the Watch, 10 a.m. on KCNR.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe. Or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
radio. Yeah, I like that. Constant sorrow. Anybody feeling that out there? Anybody but me feeling that out there a little bit?
There's a lot of us.
Oh, boy.
We were hoping it'd get better this year, but I don't think so.
Yeah, like the guy said when he jumped off the cliff, so far so good. Yeah, so let's go back to this vote for illegal aliens. Now, this is Pelosi speaking, I believe. And it says, speaking at a conference in Austin, Texas, focused on new immigrants and their right to vote, when we talk about newcomers, we have to recognize the constant reinvigoration of America that they are, that all, we all have been, our families, and that unless you're blessed to be a Native American, which is a blessing in itself that we respect, but the constant reinvigoration of hope, determination, optimism, courage, to make the future better for the next generation, those are American traits. Absolutely. I totally agree with that. But she's twisting it. It's like the evil is good. Oh, God, it's people twist. And these newcomers make America more America. And we want them, when they come here, to be fully part of our system. That means not suppressing the vote of newcomers. I guess she just left out that whole thing about wanting to be an American, not come in here and soak off the system, not overwhelm our system to the point where everybody goes under financially.
Our way of life.
Change our way of life. I mean, they're not self-reliant. They don't even know what the Constitution says. And now they're automatically given the right to vote. Go ahead and play this clip, Ashley. This is a Hispanic down on the border and what she thinks about it.
For president, the ones that don't like it, then they should go back to their country where they're from and correct their government instead of trying to correct ours. So therefore, hello to everybody that is out there freeloaders. Get back to your country. And there's nothing racial that I'm talking about. I'm talking about people that come here, take advantage of food stamps, Medicaid, everything else that comes along. And especially the young ladies that come and pop the kids here just so they can have the key to the USA. That is no more. I got married young too, and I had only one daughter because I could only afford one daughter. And therefore, you all should limit your amounts to what you can afford and get yourselves a job. Until you get a job, then you know what I'm talking about. In the meantime, there's a lot of illegals that say, why work when everything's given to us? We need to stop accepting so many illegals. And I'm calling from the area of El Paso, Texas, which we have 5 borders of entry. And every day, there's hundreds and hundreds of illegals. Here, we have attorneys that help them with the visas. They even pay for their visas. We have churches, places where they're immediately, once they're over here, they get housing, they get shelter, they get food, they get a bed, they get medical attention, they even get educated so they can stay. Well, let me tell you, I worked very hard all my life, and you ought to see how I'm living now. Why? Because my money that I earn all through these years is given to all these people that are not even from here. I'm fed up of it, just like a lot of people here in El Paso area are fed up. And God bless you all. And thank you very much.
Thank you, Mayor. Are you originally from here?
Yes, I am.
Your parents?
My parents, my mother has been in the United States for 70 years. She's 90 now. And she came legally. She did what
where
she
did
had
she
to
come
do.
From?
Zacatecas, Mexico.
Yes.
And my father is American. So therefore, I was born an American and I'm proud to be an American. Even though sometimes, believe me, if the government doesn't change.
Yeah, that ought to give you some idea of what, you know, because the real deal is that the hard workers are the ones that are the ones that are being taken advantage of on the redistribution of the wealth, program. Mm-hmm. That's what they want. They want everybody poor, and they want everybody standing in line for their free cheese. They want everybody dependent on the government. They want the people who are actually producing out there to hand over all their production to the government to be redistributed to everybody else, and they're in charge of everything. And that's their plan. That's AOC. You know, I'm sitting here looking at her holding up a poster of Karl Marx like he's some kind of paragon of virtue. And this is the same old thing that consolidates the hands, the same, you know, consolidates all the power in the hands of a few who just happen to be running the show and living off the fruit and of everybody else's labor. I mean, if you go down to Venezuela and you click Maduro's kids are all, you know, skiing in Switzerland. They're all on the Riviera with yachts but, you know, they're the special people, you know, while the rest of them are down there at the zoo trying to figure out what animal they're going to eat today.
Yeah.
Because
eating garbage.
Yeah, exactly. And how many rats they can catch to cook. That's where we're going with this socialism garbage. And of course, the media, you know, the Democrats, they're saying this is the road to our redemption.
Well, and I'm sure that lady's not the only one.
Of course not.
But down there that feels the same way.
No,
they never report that side of it. You know, there's a lot more people that are coming from the same point of view.
Here's the plain and simple truth of it is, if they really cared about these people, they would not be trying to find ways to enable them to continue to be illegal aliens, that they can control and manipulate and issue privileges and bonuses and gifts to make them subject to their will. They
right.
would be demanding ways to make them citizens.
Right.
If they really cared. Be demanding ways that they could become citizens and protected by the Constitution.
Well, it used to
but
be.
But they don't want to do that.
See, it used to be the idea was come here, you want to work hard, but you want to assimilate and become an American. And becoming an American means that you understand your rights as well as your responsibilities. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. what freedoms are, they're not just given, they've been won by blood and treasure. And, you know, you have to understand these rights. You don't come here and expect the government to take care of you. You come here to be able to take care of yourself, but the Democrats have wound this thing around so that they want all these people to come in here and just completely, slush out and devalue the voting system as it is and hope that they all vote Democrat, and they probably will because they want their free block of cheese and their welfare programs, and they think that if you're not helping to support the downtrodden, that you're just a rich evil capitalist. Does this lady sound like a rich evil capitalist, or does she sound like a hard-working person who just wants to keep her own money so she can support her own family?
Yeah, evil capitalist.
Oh, man, I'll tell you what. Isn't
synonymous?
Yeah, aren't those the same thing?
You know, the evil capitalism is, you know, you can have a bastardized capitalist system as well, but that's typically because there's no competition. And so what we're really talking about is a free market economy based on capitalism. But these guys don't want a free market economy. These guys want everything going through the hands of the state so they can control everything.
So they can take their skim.
That's right. I mean, you look at this AOC idiot. I mean, she is the epitome of a useful idiot that, you know, you know, just talks about this socialism like it's the best thing in the world. And it says they don't want to take over every form of production. We just want to tell every workplace how to operate. I mean, that's the headline I just read. That's what she said. That's a quote. We don't want to take over every form of production. We just want to tell every workplace how to operate.
You ever think it hits a point with her where it's too dumb to be dumb?
Yeah. You know what it is can you imagine, AOC, Perone here, if she did get into power, what would happen? Do you think that she would follow the rules and make sure that everything – I mean, look at the last administration that was on this kick. They got the FISA warrants illegally. They were spying on anybody and everybody. Why do you think half of Congress is afraid of the administration of Obama? Because he was using the NSA to spy on everybody, so he tried to get the goods on anybody who opposed him. And then, of course, they would use that to blackmail them into, the first thing that comes to mind is Justice Roberts, Obamacare.
It would be mad. It would be mutually assured self-destruction. You know, it's like lawyers and nuclear weapons. We've got each other's NSA files. You know, they start lobbing the truth back and forth. How much is government's left?
Yeah. I mean, I just got here.
Good government. Anything, you know.
Is there anything left?
Yeah.
Here's this is from the Gateway Pundit, and here's the headline. Wow, Deep State FBI offers new fitness app that spies on your location and downloads your stored information.
No.
That's a great fitness.
Wouldn't do that.
You can download this FBI physical fitness test app. So you get it, and then it spies on you. You can't make this crap up.
But you got to wonder how many of the other programs that are already out there that's happening with.
Well, you know all those end user agreements and everything when you download an app, and there's like 18 pages of legalese that you can't understand, and everybody just goes, oh, geez, and hits the button. Yeah.
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 Oh, I see where AOC just got endorsed by Bill Nye, the non-science guy.
Oh, well, he's a genius, too.
Yeah, because he doesn't even have a degree in science. Did you know
brilliant.
That?
I'm just waiting for them to go to prison for stealing.
He's not a science guy. He's a Bill Nye the Shill guy.
Yeah. But, I mean, you've heard the charges that they're looking into her and her campaign manager.
Oh, I didn't even go there because I just, you know, these guys are so dirty. It's like, take your pick. Mm-hmm. It's the flavor of the day as far as what crime they're committing. And it's just going to be a matter of if the new AG and the Trump administration get a handle on this thing. And I think it's coming down the pipe. That brings up the story. This is from the Gateway Pundit as well. It's happening. This is Sean Hannity, the deep state house of cards. Mark my words, is about to come crumbling down. Now, I don't know if that's a fact, but you know, this whole Q thing, and I don't know if anybody out there knows what Q stands for, but Q is, if you Google Q, it's the highest security clearance there is in the United States, which is kind of interesting. And, you know, I'm not going to say I'm pro-Q or anti-Q as much as I'm going to say you might want to do your own homework on this because there's some interesting things on this Q stuff. But it looks to me that there's some things coming down the pipe that could explain what's been going on, and it looks like there might be some big things starting to happen within the next month or so. We'll see. We'll see. But you know, the FISA abuse by the Obama administration and the deep state is going to be exposed here pretty soon. It cannot be not exposed because it's this whole Mueller thing, you know, this whole investigation based on a lie, you know, then you find out that the Steele guy has been getting paid not only by the Clinton Foundation, but by the FBI and mm-hmm. the Russians.
And the British.
And the British, yeah. Yeah, he's to hold up information that is absolutely unverifiable and not true, and there's no evidence to support it. And that's what this whole thing was based on. So we shall see what we shall see. But things are getting interesting. I mean, when Sean Hannity comes out and says, hey, you know, the deep state is a house of cards and it's about to fall, we'll just have to wait and see what happens. I don't know. You can't make this crap up, I guess. But in the meantime... Yes.
Oh, we can go to a break if we want to do that and then come back with something else. If you want to call in and have something to talk about or questions, give us a call, 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, You'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Yeah. Hey, better call up Chuck Berry. This is your cousin Marvin. You know that new sound you were looking for? Yeah, it reminds me of Back to the Future.
I believe we got a caller on the line.
Yes, we do.
We've got Nick. Good morning, Nick.
It is a good morning, and you guys were just talking about Alexandria occasional car sex.
Yeah, that's right.
I was just on the American Thinker website, and this is just hilarious. Ocasio-Cortez failed. Company is a tax deadbeat. Warrant filed over unpaid taxes. Now, listen, her media pile certainly have no interest in publicizing the fact that she embraced socialism after she proved to be utterly, embarrassingly incompetent at earning her way. Here's a question from Monica Shellwalter. Did Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez social fanatication come from a bitter business failure? She founded a publishing business at the age of 22, straight out of Boston University, called Brook Avenue Press. And it was put together by a business, Sunshine Brock's business incubator. That sounds like the same incubator we got up here at, the Chamber of Commerce, EED or some damn thing like that. They take our money, they build them a damn big building, and then they have all these people like her come in with their bright business ideas and their failures. Right now, she owes $1,800 in taxes on that.
Here, I got another one for you. The mother of AOC, and she likes to call herself BOC, which is Blanca Ocasio-Cortez, has told the Daily Mail that she moved from her place in
New York.
New York, yeah, exactly, to go to Florida because the property taxes are so high.
Hey, give her credit. She's got a brain.
It's like good grief. I mean, people are just,
And we've got this from city, county, state to the feds. People that have never been in business or failed at business, sucking the government's hind tit, making policy for business people.
Yeah, that's right. Because they know better than you, because they're smarter. They're really smarter than you, and they're nicer than you. And by gosh, everybody likes them. No, they don't.
Hey, you know what? There's a new safe state in the United States, New Mexico. The Democrat governor signs bill to criminalize private gun sales.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think the safest state right now is the state of resistance.
Well, anyway, let's see. What is it? 29 of New Mexico's 33 sheriffs signed a statement against gun control. And her response is, a few law enforcement officers in this state have been making noise about how they won't enforce gun safety measures because they don't like them. That's not how laws work, of course. That's not how oaths of office are work either.
Well, you know what Stalin said. He says, you give me poor people, I find them crime.
That's right.
That we don't need to have crimes that we're investigating. We just need to find the people we want to get rid of and find the crime or attach the crime to them.
Hey, you know, I can't find out where to get this Q. I Googled Q.
Go to QMap. Go to QMap.pub, and that's a good place to start. And then I'm going to post another video that everybody should watch. It's kind of a primer to Q because it's really tough because this thing started in October of 17, but and there's a lot of stuff to try to catch up on. So I'll post a video that says that 100% Q is working with the Trump White House. And I'll post it on my Facebook page. And that's a good place to start. And then another place I would go is go to iPod, in pursuit of truth, that posts every time Q posts. And he kind of explains the post with a little bit of comedy involved, and it's kind of interesting to watch. But that's what I would start with, because there's something going on here, and this is not going to go away anytime soon. So.
Well, I hope Sean Hannity's right. He's let me down a few times. I'm sitting here, you know, rubbing my hands together. We're going to have some prosecutions.
Well,
they can't come soon enough.
If we don't have any prosecutions, then we're going to be in a civil war. And that's the bottom line, because if you can't get the law to prosecute anybody other than the enemies of the state, then you are in trouble.
That's exactly right. Okay, have a great day.
All right,
thanks for calling in. We appreciate it.
You know, I'd like to talk a little bit about projection, too. What do we got? A couple minutes till the break? 3 minutes? Here is a clinical psychologist, a social worker, a master of social work, if you will. And I just Googled the projection tactics, and it says, beware of projection, a blame-shifting tactic of the extreme narcissist. So many of my clients who have been misinformed about being in a romantic relationship with a narcissist most definitely possess the qualities of high emotional IQ. By that I mean often targets the malignant narcissist and impugn the highly sought-after qualities of authenticity and integrity and compromise and accountability and empathy and reciprocity and the capacity to love. So what they do is the narcissist then projects onto them their faults. So that,
well, yeah.
Yeah. And now, what is all these, we talk about Uranium One, or do we? I mean, we talk about all this Russian collusion, but isn't Hillary an extreme narcissist who's projecting the real Russian collusion onto Trump because nobody's investigated the fact that she sold, a fifth of our uranium supplies to the Russians?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. But that applies to a lot of them up there.
Yeah, it says,
it kind of goes hand in hand with a lot of them up
well,
there.
Well, I'm telling you, this projection
in the communist side.
It says, remember, a malignant narcissist essentially operates with a psychological void where his or her existence is predicated on extracting narcissistic supply from significant others. Good grief. Does that sound like anybody we would know that, you know?
Hillary. Yeah. She's worse than Bill.
Grief. So.
Pretty evil.
So, you know, you could do this in a lot of different things, but these guys are using it in politics as a tool that, you know, was basically, mapped out in a blueprint by Saul Alinsky on how to discredit mm-hmm. your enemies so that the blame never gets pointed on you. You punish your enemies and you reward your friends. Does that sound familiar?
Well, there's, you know, with the Clintons, there's no loyalty to nation or constitution or the citizenry or anything like that. To them, it's a giant game. There's the people in the elite that are in the know that are to run all of the little puppets, and you're either in charge or you're not.
Isn't there loyalty just to themselves?
We got
to
go.
I don't think they even get along with each other.
I mean, themselves, personally.
We're at the top of the hour.
Yeah, we're at the top of the hour. They're going to cut us off. Stay tuned for the second half of Sovereign Minds. Trying to get through the night, step by step, one by one, higher than
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. The Ethiopian Airlines plane that crashed shortly after takeoff from Addis Ababa this morning, killing all 157 people on board, was carrying delegates to a major United Nations environmental conference in Nairobi. Authorities say more than 30 nationalities were amongst the dead, including 8 Americans. No word on what could have caused the disaster, which occurred in fair weather not far from the airport. President Trump to release his 2020 budget plan tomorrow, and White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow says Mr. Trump has an eye on that growing budget deficit.
We believe the 3% growth rate of 2018 will continue in 2019 and beyond 2020 and so forth. I think the other element is always to limit spending, and the president is proposing roughly a 5% across-the-board reduction in domestic spending accounts. It will be a tough budget.
Kudlow appeared this morning on Fox News Sunday. The Senate will hold a vote soon on the Democrats' proposed Green New Deal. Capitol Hill correspondent Bob Agnew.
Democrats like Senator Debbie Stabenow of Michigan say the deal is about leaving the world a better place.
This is real. This subject is real. It needs a real discussion.
But Republican Charles Grassley says the original New Deal left a legacy of job-killing new regulations.
Small businesses struggled to comply. Job creation stalled.
Republicans are hoping a vote may widen a rift between Green Deal supporters and some older Democrats who see it as being too extreme. Bob Agnew reporting.
North Korean voters, including leader Kim Jong-un, at the polls today to approve a new lineup of roughly 700 members for the national legislature. But in this election, there won't be any surprises. The outcome's already set. Voters get only one candidate to choose from. And in typical North Korean fashion, turnout is compulsory. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-2013. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-444-2013. 800-444-2013.
Barbie celebrated her 60th anniversary with a pop-up in New York City Saturday.
From Barbie dolls to a life-size replica of the Barbie bedroom, this pop-up is a shrine to 60 years of the iconic doll. Liz Maglione with Barbie Marketing says the doll really represents every girl.
We have so many Barbies that inspire girls to be anything they want to be.
It's a role model for 11-year-old Kathy McGuire.
When I was little, I had this paleontologist Barbie, and I loved it so much, and like the idea of doing that, it was so cool.
Barbie has had more than 200 careers, and according to toy maker Mattel, broken through the plastic ceiling numerous times. Julie Walker, New York.
Iconic singer Jennifer Lopez and retired baseball star Alex Rodriguez are engaged. The couple posted an Instagram photo yesterday. They've been dating since 2017. News and analysis at townhall.com. A couple of New York lawmakers would like to change the soundtrack of the city. Correspondent Richard Thomason explains.
They've drafted a bill that would replace the long droning siren of emergency vehicles to a high-low wail, similar to what's heard on the streets of London and Paris. Upper West Side Democrat Helen Rosenthal, one of the bill's sponsors, says she's been hearing from constituents complaining that the current sirens in New York are a high-pitched continuous noise, a nuisance.
Noise is consistently among the most frequently complained about things on the city's hotline. There are numerous calls about loud sirens that blare at any hour of the day or night, waking people from their sleep and causing dogs to howl in unison. Always a good thing.
Today is Sunday, March the 10th, and a birthday for some famous people. Chuck Norris, the actor and martial arts champion, 79 years old. Britain's Prince Edward, 55. Contemporary Christian singer Michael Barnes, 40. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Show here talking about all kinds of stuff. This projection thing is what the Democratic Party likes to do the best, which is project onto everybody else exactly the sins that they're doing. And they do it with everything. If you look across, I mean, take your pick. You know, I mean, look at Schiff, the biggest liar in Congress, probably, you know, talking about, you know, Trump. And his collusion, but none of these guys did anything wrong. Trump's a liar, but they're not a liar. I mean, these guys, every single one of them to a man seems to use this tactic of projection, excuse me, as a way to try to deflect the actual, you know, real
the truth
away from
doing.
Themselves. Yeah. Absolutely.
I'm pretty sure they have a playbook.
You think?
Yeah, I think they got a manual. They're like, oh, I've been caught doing this, oh, go here and we'll do that.
Yeah, and it's all, and Trump's the devil, except that Hillary did sell our uranium one to Russia, did receive a big payoff, the Clinton Foundation, and now they're reopening that for inspection, by the way, if anybody didn't know that. Mm-hmm. Or they have actually reopened it, and it's been under inspection for a year. There's a grand jury involved in some of this stuff, and none of this seems to be getting reported, which is probably a good thing, because behind the scenes, things are happening that are not being reported, and maybe that's a good thing because we don't have any seem to have any leaks coming out of the administration anymore.
No, it's kind of gotten buttoned up.
Yeah, isn't that interesting how before it was like just a big sieve with all the information leaking out, and you know, you got Comey and McCabe and Strzok and Rod Rosenstein and you know, all these guys and all, you know, when that was all happening.
It's been an cleanup of, you know, pretty epic proportions, and, you know, staffers, and it's not just the big names.
Right.
You know, there's been a lot that's been cut loose.
Oh, a ton.
Yeah.
Absolutely a ton of them. So it's, you know, it's getting it more and more interesting that, you know, these people are starting. I think there's going to be something here coming that's going to hold these guys accountable. And we shall see what we shall see. Sessions, you know, fired McCabe, and Sessions came in and fired almost all of these guys. And now there's a letter that has been that came out that said that he wrote Huber in Utah to investigate and open up the Clinton Foundation. And that's been a year or so, and it takes a little while for these investigations to happen. But I think this is starting to come to a head. I think with that, we have a caller on the line.
We've got David. Good morning, David.
Oh, hey, morning. Yeah, I'm the guy from San Francisco, and I've probably told you before, I work on energy issues, so nuclear and uranium-1 are certainly things that we keep track of. I was going to say, at the end of the Soviet Union, this is like 1991, the Soviet Union, the ruble fell to zero, right? And they had a whole lot of nuclear power plants. There were 40 or 50 of them, if I remember right, if not more. And the nuclear engineers at those plants were being paid in money that had no worth. So, you know, it's as if you were being paid in Confederate dollars or in, you know, kazoonies. And actually, for years, the neighbors around those nuclear power plants made a point to send food in so that these guys wouldn't starve to death, because they were the only ones qualified to run a nuclear power plant, and nobody was paying them. So the Uranium One story is relative to that. The world realized that you didn't want to have a whole bunch of Chernobyls, you know, nuclear power
plants. So what has that got to do with Uranium One as far as Hillary Clinton selling uranium to the Russians and getting a payoff through the Clinton Foundation, you know, for that? I mean, that, how do you connect those dots?
Well, there's two different ways. One is go to Snopes, because...
which doesn't purport the truth on pretty much anything.
Go to the Flynn tweets.
Okay, well, Snopes, you go to Snopes for truth, because the Snopes has been disproven time and time again. Huh?
What do you do for truth?
Well, you have to
invest up and hang it up and...
No, what you do for truth is you go investigate the actual things that are going on, not what you feel like.
Yeah,
exactly.
I've never looked at the actual tweet that Flynn did during the inauguration.
Wait a minute. We're not talking about Flynn. We're talking about...
Because it had to do with the company that was trying to crush the...
The fact that the whole dossier by Steele was paid for by Hillary to deflect...
No,
the,
you're not talking nuclear. You're talking some crap. I'm saying that...
I'm talking
there
crap?
There was one corporation trying to crush another corporation.
Bull.
It was a corporate takeover.
Baloney. Baloney.
That's
total,
what Flynn's tweet was.
Total baloney.
Flynn had a company that was trying to...
So what you're doing is you're saying that Hillary's selling... 20% of our uranium to the Russians and not even being called into account, and that the fact that the FBI, we know, didn't investigate that
and started an investigation
on Trump through illegal spying with a FISA warrant that was paid for with a dossier that was paid for by Hillary and Steele has, and so you're just going to bypass all of that?
Well, let me spin it a different direction.
I'm not spinning anything. I'm telling you what happened. These are facts.
Well, you said that she was trying to sell 20% of...
No,
her
she
money.
Did.
She did.
She did sell it.
Okay. And so if
I guess you haven't looked at that. Maybe you need to go
look
that up, because maybe you need to go look that up and then come back with an argument, because what you're doing is you're talking about Flynn and the Trump administration, and we're talking... Go ahead and cut his mic. I'm done. He wants to deflect everything to the Trump administration instead of going to the real problem, which was the Hillary investigation. Bill meeting on the tarmac with Loretta Lynch while she was under investigation. The investigation was dropped. Comey was fired. McCabe was fired. Rhodes was fired. And all these guys were fired because they did not follow up on the investigation against Hillary for selling uranium to the Russians and getting a payoff for it.
I still just want to know what the sale of uranium to the Russians had anything to do with the collapse of communism in 1991. That's what I was...
It's all crap. You know, all it is running out the clock, using our time up, and going after something that we're not even talking about, because what we're talking about is the investigation that was mishandled into Hillary because she sold uranium to the Russians, and mm-hmm. but we want to talk about Trump.
No, because we don't want to accept the truth to what is going on with the Clintons and other people like
right.
her up there.
Well, that's exactly right. And so we're going to talk about Snopes, who's been really...
Yeah, everybody
Snopes
knows that.
Anybody,
yeah.
It's a total joke. So
you might as well go to Wikipedia
that. If you're going
to
call Dave, then call and talk about the topic that we're on, not just start diverting all of our attention to some other thing that has nothing to do with what we're talking about.
And I'm still curious what Snopes has to do with her selling uranium to the Russians anyways.
Nothing.
If we
got on the Snopes right now and said, did Hillary Clinton sell uranium to the Russians, it'd probably say false.
Oh, okay. I see.
Okay, so that's as far as our investigation.
Never mind that everybody knows that she sold.
Exactly. There's so much evidence, it's ridiculous. Or the FISA warrant. The fact that they got the information through Steele, who was getting paid by the Russians, getting paid by the Hillary campaign. You know, this whole crap with Hillary, and I'm sorry, and her campaign.
The poo-poo.
The poo-poo. Yeah, that's right. With Russians came in and hacked the DNC to get the information on her campaign is complete baloney too, because we already know that
fecal feng shui.
Don't say that fast too often.
We already know because there's Kim.com was going to come forward and testify to the fact that he knew that Seth Rich was the guy on the inside who had downloaded everything, and the amount of the files couldn't have come through a hack, downloaded everything to a flash drive, and that he was then extracting it out of there, and then Seth Rich just happens to end up dead, and he was on the DNC committee in charge of the...
They killed him.
Yeah, but that we won't talk about that.
They killed him for being an American. He knew what was going on. He knew that our election was being subjugated. He knew the truth of what they were doing and how these people were cheating.
How about setting up a server, a private server in your basement, so that nobody can figure out what's going on? So while you're colluding with the Russians, and of course the FISA warrant was approved at the Obama administration and all the way up to the big guy, because he was involved as well. And this is all going to come out.
One's just the tip.
Yeah, this is all going to come
just
out.
Just the tip.
The fact that they were spying on everybody. And Hillary was trying to get anything that they could on Trump so that they could go after him, because nobody thought that he would win the White House in the first place. And so, I mean, come on. And so, well, we're going to talk about Trump. Let's talk about the real news. Let's talk about what really happened. Let's talk about the illegal FISA warrant. Let's talk about all the stuff that led up to this and the collusion with the Russians, because this whole projection crap of trying to project what they were doing onto Trump is completely that.
But just so you know, Snoops does say that is false. She never did it. I just had to look it up.
I
knew
that.
I knew.
She didn't
do
it.
It was going to come in. It's like, false, big red thing. Wrong answer.
No. She just happened to collect money, her and her husband, while, you know, she worked at the State Department and, you know, did all of these things to help make the deal run smoother.
Yeah.
Yeah.
While her husband over at the Clint Foundation got $500 million, blah, blah, blah.
That didn't happen. Just so you know. Okay. So it's all false.
But Trump visited Moscow. Oh, wait, he didn't even do that.
No.
That was crazy. Okay, I guess we have a caller, Jimmy, on the line.
We got Jimmy. Good morning, Jimmy.
Good morning. Hey, yeah, just real quick, you guys, don't get frustrated, because that's the main tactic of those people, is to circumvent and distract you from the main topic.
Exactly. I mean,
because
I'm just getting kind of tired of it.
Admit they are wrong, and that's the sum total.
Yeah, no, yeah, I totally agree. I totally agree
they
with you.
They go with the lies. And
right, and that's all I had to say, but I got one little quick thing. I know you guys have to go off to a break, and it's very bad news. I'm very heartbroken. You guys, CBS News from Chicago just reported that Jussie Smollett has been charged with 16 felonies. I'm so heartbroken.
Oh, no.
I just wanted to throw that out there, but I'll let you guys get back to your break. And don't let those guys break you down, guys, because they're just distractors.
Exactly. That's why I started getting angry, because we were on the topic.
Yeah, we might get upset, but we're not going anywhere. We're changing our way.
We're on the topic, but their favorite thing is to exactly do that, project what they want onto Trump, project it onto Flynn.
Yep.
And it's just ridiculous at some point.
They don't want the heat on themselves and trying to put it on somebody else.
All right, guys. I'll let you go. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Jimmy, for calling in. We appreciate it. I guess with that, we do need to go to a break. If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State. Freedom I hold dear. How years ago in days of old, when magic filled the air. Just in the darkest depths of morning, my met a girl so fair. But got her at the evil wall, crept up and slipped away with her, yeah. I did nothing happened.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert. Like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Back on.
We're back.
Hey, I was listening to ramble on there. What the hell? I was just rambling on, you know.
Imagine that. We're just rambling on.
Shit.
I'm just saying.
Hey, I just posted a couple of things on the Facebook here. And one of them is, this is from the Daily Beast. It exists. DOJ finds letter ordering scrutiny of Uranium One Hillary Clinton. The then Attorney General Jeff Sessions wrote on November 22, 2017 for the Utah U.S. Attorney John Huber, and I have the letter sitting here, and it says, Dear Mr. Huber, in consultation with the Deputy Attorney General, I've requested that you review the matter referencing the enclosed November 13, 2000 letter from Assistant Attorney General Stephen Boyd to House Judiciary Committee Chairman Robert Goodlatte and make recommendations to me or to the Deputy Attorney General as appropriate. Your review need not include matters that are within the scope of the investigation being conducted by Special Counsel Robert Mueller, who was a roadblock, because no matter what came up on Hillary or any of these guys that were dirty, it was go after Trump. Sounds familiar? We're just talking to somebody who likes to do that all the time.
We do have a caller on the line.
Hold on. And so what this is doing is he's saying he wants this thing investigated on Uranium One because they didn't. They want the investigators to open the investigation up because the other ones closed the investigation down because they didn't want to investigate it. They wanted to shut it down while they went after Trump. With that said,
we do have Jackie on the line. Good morning, Jackie.
Well, good morning. I'm really interested in all your topics today. You're actually wonderful.
Thank you.
What I wanted to know, I like specifics a little bit as much as possible, and what was the date of the sale of the uranium to Russia, and was it actually delivered, and by whom, and how did it pass our State Department?
Well, Hillary was actually in the State Department, and she approved it.
And approximately when was this, and did it get delivered?
Yes, it did. It was actually delivered through a Canadian corporation that was a shell corporation derivative for, I can't remember the name of the Russian corporation. But that was how they bypassed the security system and worked and gamed the system, is they passed it to
Canada.
A Canadian. Yeah.
Yes.
And did it end up, somebody told me it ended up in Kazakhstan. I don't know if that's true or not.
That I don't know. It's been a minute since I brushed myself back up on it, but I One of the deals is that it's also tied into a lot of the stuff that was going on in the Ukraine and what's going on between the Russians and the Ukrainians, which is the fight over the pipeline, over who's going to have the rights to supply natural gas and power to Europe, and a lot that was going on there that surrounds Manafort and McCain and Chevron Oil. There's a great big tie-in about a lot of this, and a lot of it has to do directly with the Russian supply.
So it's pretty complicated.
It is.
All right, thank you. I just met a lady who recently came here from the Ukraine, and she hates the Russians, and she says they're turning the Ukraine into a socialistic country, and everything is not available.
Well,
interesting.
Yeah, it's very interesting. I tell you, I just pulled up a New York Times. And what you have to understand, too, when you Google any of this stuff, is a bunch of the articles, because Google is controlling the media and the presentation of what's coming first on the Google search.
First-hand encounters are so valuable.
Absolutely. And I just Googled and went down about a page deep and got cash flow to Clinton. This is the New York Times, by the way, I'm reading from. Cash flow to Clinton Foundation amid Russian uranium deal. This is dated April 23rd, 2015. And I'll post this on my website, Facebook, Mark E. Kent. And it says, mines beyond mines in Kazakhstan, they're among the most lucrative in the world. The sale gave the Russians a control of one-fifth of all uranium production capacity in the United States. So this is all documented. This is not smoke and mirrors. You know, this,
wow.
Yeah, this is true. And the Russians gradually assumed control of uranium one in three separate transactions from 2009 to 2013. Canadian records show a flow of cash made its way to the Clinton Foundation. Uranium one's chairman used his family foundation to make four donations totaling $2.35 million. Those contributions were not publicly disclosed by the Clintons, and despite an agreement Mrs. Clinton had struck with the Obama White House to publicly identify all donors. See, these guys are all dirty as heck, you know.
Well, how can that be legal to sell uranium to a potential
adversary? It's not. That's why they had to shut down the investigation. That's why the meeting on the tarmac. That's why this whole thing has been nothing but a projection and a ruse to go after Trump, while in the meantime they're getting away with murder and treason.
Wow. Okay, thank you so much. You guys are terrific. Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right, thank you. I appreciate it.
What's the company Uranium Participation Corp?
Rosatom. It's Rosatom.
Yeah, Rosatom.
Okay.
That was it. It finally, yeah.
Yeah.
But that was basically, Uranium One was a Canadian corporation that was a shell for Rosatom.
Well, and I'm looking at it. This is the New York Times examination of the Uranium One deal is based on dozens of interviews as well as a review of public records and securities filings in Canada, Russia, and the United States. Some of the connections between Uranium One and the Clinton Foundation were unearthed by Peter Schweitzer. The Clinton cash. But Schweitzer provided a preview of material in the book to the Times, which scrutinized the information and built upon it with its own reporting. So here's the New York Times, who is anything but a right-wing organization, saying that this all happened. And so, Dave, maybe Snoops is giving you the snooper.
Maybe.
The snooper.
Well, you need to, like we've always said, you need to go other places to get your information, not just one source.
Well, first
like
of all,
Snoops or things like that.
First of all, you have to be trying to get other information other than the argument that you're supporting. This, they don't care about this information because they don't care about the truth. What they care about is supporting their narrative that Trump's evil and the Democrats are good, or none of this ever happened, and you know there's Trump's been the problem from day one, and
yeah.
It's all crap. Excuse me, it's all baloney.
It's all poo poo.
It's all
poo feng shui.
Which their whole platform is that it's lies. Their whole platform is nothing but lies. Mm-hmm. If you start digging into, you don't have to dig very far.
No, you don't. And this is an article by Joe Becker and Mike McIntyre, New York Times. I'm going to post it on my Facebook right now. And, so argue that. I mean, argue that this didn't happen. But we want to talk about Flynn and what he did and all the things he did wrong. And it was a corporation thing. And let's talk about how the money was worthless in the Ukraine, 60 years ago before the transaction ever happened. What? Are you? What are you? Some kind of... Yeah,
hey, if you get into what's going on in the Ukraine and what's going there. There is some just dirty, filthy, cutthroat politics in it. It's about power and money. And I mean, literally,
it's power, always about energy. It's always about power.
By power, I mean literally energy sales. And you look into what was going on with Chevron and the pipelines and the McCains and the Ukraine and everything.
See, I don't have a problem that there's some big, huge corporations behind the deals.
Mm-hmm.
But let's just gloss over all the stuff about the Clintons and the State Department and the FBI and the CIA and Loretta Lynch at the Department of Justice.
And who Paul Manafort was working for when he committed the crimes that he just got found guilty of.
Yeah, let's just gloss over all of that. And everybody that's been charged and convicted and anything to do with all this Clinton investigation by the Mueller for the last 2.5 years or whatever has nothing to do with any Russian collusion on Trump's part.
None.
It's like, oh, we'll just look.
Clinton, we'll just pass over that. Yeah, we got to gloss over it and everything. It doesn't count. Yeah. It doesn't count on that site, don't you know that?
Absolute bull pucky.
Yeah, and with that, I think we need to go to a break. We're getting a sign. If you want to call in, give us a call, 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State. Two friends having coffee together when something flies by their window. It might be out on that lawn, which is wide, at least half of the playing field. Because there's no explaining that your imagination can make you see and feel. Somebody wants nothing.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You'll never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
KCNR rolls into 2019 with great changes to our programming. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your town hall of the Shasta County airwaves. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, it's the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, 1460 a.m. and soon on 96.5 FM. Now, more than ever, we are your locally owned, community-connected radio station. Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
You're
hip, hip.
I haven't heard that in a long time.
Hip, hip. Yeah, I'm waiting for Jimmy to see if he's got that one, because I didn't even know that one. That was a tough one. I did a little hunt and peck for that. Tough stuff.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah.
That's like high school for me.
That's Island in the Sun. I'll give you that much.
Yeah.
You tell me who it's by. You're probably Googling it anyway.
No. Can't be cheating.
That's right. Okay, so let's see. I'm telling you, you can't make this stuff up. And, you know, I'm looking at another post here. It's like, it's talking about Mark Zuckerberg has been taking extreme precautions in protecting himself and his family as armed officers on constant guard outside his gated bay. Oh, these guys have gated walled Bay Area homes, by the way. Mm-hmm. One of them contains a panic room. This is Business Insider reporting this. If Zuckerberg attends a bar, his security team sweeps it to make sure it's safe. They also look into any new doctors to vet them, as well as instructors if Zuckerberg begins a new hobby. Nothing to see here.
No, nothing at all.
Doesn't sound familiar, like organized crime stuff or anything, right?
Yeah, no, nothing like
nothing
that.
Like that.
I mean, no, there couldn't be anything going on here.
No.
And, you know, also what was interesting about this story, and let me see if I can get this to come up a little farther, is that in an SEC filing, Securities and Exchange Commission 2018 filing for the company's second quarter, Facebook said that it had approved a pre-tax allowance of $10 million to Zuckerberg for him and his family's personal security. The allowance will be in addition to the continuing funding of Zuckerberg's overall security program to cover the cost of security personnel for his protection, the procurement, installment, and maintenance of certain required security measures for his residence, and the usage of private aircraft for personal travel. nothing to see here.
Wow.
How do I get a $10 million pre-tax exemption for my personal safety?
Own Facebook and have the CIA supporting you probably part of the $21 trillion that they can't seem to find.
Bid process for that.
Yeah, they got this dark. I was listening to Rob Kirby this morning, and all this money, this big dark pool of money. This is where the $21 trillion that's missing is stored up in different accounts for these guys so they can fund any project they want, whether it's in conjunction with the Constitution or the American people's needs or even legal. And they just set all this crap up, and they thought they're going to take over the world, and if Hillary would have got elected, we'd probably be all sitting in internment camps right now. I mean, that's how dangerously close we have come to losing our freedoms and our country.
Yeah, I don't think a lot of people realize how close it was election night and what was about to happen.
Yeah,
and Dave's worried about old G. Rob Flynn and Trump.
Well, isn't it amazing they all have walls and panic rooms and escape routes and all of this, but they're not doing anything?
You know,
they're on the up and up with everything? I mean, I'm just saying.
Now, I'm not a sycophant for Trump. I don't trust any politician as far as I can throw him, and it's trust with verification. You know, and there's some things about him that bother me, but you just don't throw evidence on anybody else's criminal activity out the door because it doesn't line up with your political, ideological narrative that you're trying to, you know, foist onto the petard of the American people's, wall of separation from Mexico and whoever. You know, it's ridiculous.
And there needs to be a certain understanding by some people, too. They can't believe that Donald Trump got elected because Donald Trump's an a-hole. Yes, Donald Trump is an a-hole.
He's perfect.
Which is why we elected him, is because we needed an a-hole to deal with you people.
That's right, because nothing short of that will get the job done.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because he's not in your hip pocket.
Okay, and we really had a choice, too. Let's just look at that for a second. We really had a choice, right? And I'm not saying you gloss over. If Trump's done something wrong, I'm not glossing over it. But it's pretty hard to look the other way when everything that Hillary done was total criminality, totally proved, totally right in your face, and she just walks away shining and smiling and clean, or should I say stumbles away into the jet airplane when she falls.
And she's been doing it for years.
Right.
For years years, both her and Bill, for years.
All the way back to the good old Dixie Mafia.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, the Clinton machine.
Yeah.
Now I'm looking at
back when they were running coke with the Bushes through Mena, Arkansas.
Oh, that's just a conspiracy theory.
No, it's not. No, no, it's not.
Okay.
I seem to have misplaced my Q37A conspiracy theory. Now I'll never get to take over the Earth.
Never.
Shock.
My goodness. Okay, so right now I'm looking at the USDebtClock.org, and I'll tell you, this is troubling to me. If you look at the dollar supply added over on the right-hand side, it's down a little ways, and you can mouse over it, and it says the year-over-year increase in money supply. Now, this is the money supply added in 2019. Oh, it's just about $1 trillion under $600 trillion.
And that's all fake anyways.
Yeah. But, let's talk about the guys in Ukraine that were using, worthless dollars. Let's not talk about the $21 trillion missing and a deep state that's trying to take over our country and selling uranium one to the Russians. Let's talk about,
that's not important. Come on. Yeah. Come on.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. All right. So was that a good rant? Did I go off? I'm sorry. I apologize.
And how much more is going to come out on these people when they start,
exposing more things,
you know?
When it finally hits, and,
I think it is hitting. Yeah.
When average Joe and Jane America finally have this exposed to them and what it really is. The backlash that is going to come.
You think they might get a little upset?
You think
the American people might be upset about it when they get more of the information?
You think I'm mad?
I think you're talking like hanging them from the light posts mad.
Yeah.
You know, well, no judge, no jury, you're getting drug out of your safe room.
Maybe Zuckerberger is starting to see the writing on the wall here.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Haven't we seen this with other ones? They start seeing the writing on the wall, and they start running.
I think these people would be, at the end of this, begging for the justice of a military tribunal instead of mob justice out in the streets.
Well,
because that's what will come. If this continues, that is absolutely what will come.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is one of the ugliest. It's nothing that anybody in their right mind should want to see. But... again, it happened. I mean, look at Venezuela. How far do you think it is until people finally are dragging Maduro out into the street?
Yeah. How far away are we from that if things don't change a little bit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, we're not, you know, well, I immune think to some, it, that's for sure, like these people must think, some of them.
I mean, you can't make this stuff up. And this goes all the way to the top of the Obama administration, which everybody's trying to protect Obama. But... I'm sorry, he's the one that okayed the FISA orders and the spying.
He's just a puppet. That guy's an idiot.
Well, of course, but,
I mean, he literally couldn't pour piss out of a boot.
So Mueller targets Flynn, okay, to remove and silence all those illegal targeting of the FISA warrants in the first place. That's what that's all about. Mm-hmm. You can spin it any way you want. I like the way, I'm going to spin it my way. Well, I'm not spinning anything. I'm trying to tell the truth. There's a difference.
There's a big difference.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And there's a big problem back when Obama gave the internet away to ICANN. Don't forget that either. That plays a huge part in what's going on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see what happens. I guess we need to go to a break. And
All right. If you want to call in, discuss something, give us a call, 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
what is happening in the state of Jefferson. Every week, there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
February 22, 1982, Joe Martino opened Orchard Nutrition Center with a simple philosophy: to be able to have the choices available for a completely healthy lifestyle. And to this day, Joe and the entire Orchard Nutrition Center family have kept that promise for 37 years. Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR.
Grew up dreaming of being a cowboy and loving the cowboy ways, pursuing the life of my high-riding heroes. I burned up my childhood days. I learned all the rules of a modern day drifter. Don't you hold on to nothing too long. Just take what you need from the latest and leave them with of a sad country song. My heroes have always been cowboys, still are, it seems, sadly in search of and one step in back of themselves and their slow-moving dreams. Cowboys are special with their own brand of misery from being alone. Die from the cold in the arms of a madman, knowing well that your best days are gone.
Sovereign Mind Radio. Yeah, I kind of wanted to listen to that a little bit. We haven't heard that for a little while, and you know, that's an honor of Roy Finnegan, who, wow, it's been 3 years now, I think.
That's over, kind of scary.
Over 3 years.
Yeah. Since they murdered him.
Yeah. Wow. Oh, boy, I'll tell you what. That's a long way to the top to rock and roll, man. You know, I mean, good grief. All the stuff that's happened in the last, since the election of Barack Obama started and the Patriots coming together. You know, it's been, what, how many years now? 10 years?
I was going to say 10 years, yeah. Oh. We've been doing this.
All the stuff that's been happening along the way.
Yeah, who would ever guess we would be doing what we're doing to save our country, you know?
Not me.
Not in a million years. Yeah.
Who would have thought how dirty it is back then?
Oh, yeah. We just had a taste of it back then and thought, oh, my goodness, we never realized how deep it went. That's for sure.
Wow.
All the different.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah. And with that, we do have a couple callers, I do believe, coming in. We've got Dar first. Good morning, Dar.
Good morning. You know, I want to tell you a heads up on that guy that called you regarding his leftist leanings in propaganda. I heard him call another show in the area, and he did the same thing.
Yeah, I think he's a paid shill myself, but then again, maybe not. He might just be an ideologically driven kind of guy.
Well, I guess they're coming. We better get State of Jefferson going pretty soon here before we don't get it at all. And then there was one other thing I wanted to ask you, and it just went away. I don't know what it was. Are there still Tea Parties around?
Yes.
I haven't heard anything.
The Tea Parties
have... The Reading Patriots here.
Well, the Tea Parties have morphed into political activism from a lot of different angles and a lot of different ways and a lot of different organizations. So I don't know. There's still Tea Parties around, but a lot of them have been co-opted by the Republican Party. A lot of them just splintered out. A lot of them got into the trenches. So a Tea Party's just an idea. And it's kind of like the American Revolution, you know, when they threw all the tea in the harbor, that was just the catalyst for the revolution. You know, not everybody kept running around dressed up
still,
as Indians.
Yeah. There's still a lot of people together.
Well, you look at like Eagle Forum and Election Integrity Project.
Yeah.
There's a ton of them.
There's so many organizations that grew out of the grassroots.
State of Jefferson.
They plugged themselves into a lot of different areas in the communities.
Well,
that's for sure.
You had to get the job done, and that's what happened is that the Tea Parties were immediately attacked with the left-wing propaganda machine from day one. Remember, they're just AstroTurf. And, that same person just seems to be still up there for some reason. Yeah. But
I go to the Patriots meetings.
Well, they are the Tea Party. The Tea Party is the idea of getting back to our Constitution and our freedom and our rights in the country, and that takes many forms.
Yeah, and I went to the first Tea Party meeting, too, at Town Hall or wherever it was at. That day. I mean, I'm a very strong supporter of it. Another thing, when he was talking about Hillary Clinton, that was really covered up what she did with our uranium. And she should have to answer to that.
I think that
was treason.
I think she still might. She still might, Dar. It's not over till the fat lady
there's
sings.
No statute of limitations for treason, is there?
Or murder.
I'm just saying.
Well, Obama let her do it, and so he's just as guilty.
Absolutely.
Oh, yes.
I think that's all coming down the pipe. If you go back to Trump's first tweet on this, he said that he couldn't believe it. This is back in, I think it was March or before, I guess it was probably 2015 now. I have to look up the tweet. He said that he couldn't believe it, but he had information basically that Obama had just tapped all of him and wiretapped
him.
And he did. It comes in. Trump doesn't, it seems like every time Trump says something, it comes that people go, oh, that can't be right. It seems like it's true every single time.
Truth is strange and it's fiction sometimes.
Yeah,
you know?
Facts are tough things.
Yeah, and then, okay, what was the other thing? Oh, shit.
Okay, well, we got to go, Dar.
Anyway, I appreciate your time, and I'm listening to you, and thanks very much.
All right, thanks, Dar.
We appreciate it. We've got Clark. Good morning, Clark. Are you there, Clark?
You're on the air, Clark. Are you there? Hello.
Hello, Clark.
Hello.
Good afternoon this morning.
Hey, how are you?
I'm as well as can be expected under the current circumstances, taking some things into consideration. My question is, how in the dickens are people being sworn into our legislature with the backgrounds that they have? They're proclaimed to be socialists or proclaimed to be Muslims. With all the conflict that these things offer in the legislature, why isn't somebody in the legislature objecting to them taking oaths?
Well, there's an old saying that when conspiracy prospers, none dare call it so. And that's kind of what we're talking about. Because the guys at the top there's so much corruption and conspiracy, none of them want to point the finger at the other one because they're all in it in one way or another up to their eyeballs.
Yeah, because the news is going to come from them.
Yeah.
Come for them at that point.
So you've got to get somebody in there who's going to be a disruptor, and the people have got to get involved and rise up. That's really the deal. Whether it's rising up at the voting box, whether it's rising up, with some kind of revolutionary form through the media, through social media, or an actual physical uprising if it gets to the point where you can't do anything else. And that's really what's happening right now.
Okay. I remember when we had a speaker come and that was running, a guy from the Bay Area was running for the legislature, and I believe it was state legislature, maybe it was federal, and I asked him, I said, how do you plan on disbanding the bureaucracies as a legislator when you have nothing to say? It's all being run by bureaucrats that are beneath you that are appointed, or and they're going to be there long after you're gone. How do you project yourself to be able to make a change? And I think that's a legitimate question to continue to ask.
Well, I agree.
Yeah, if you can get them to actually answer the question.
Yeah. Hey, great show. Loved listening to you guys. I'll see you soon.
All right, thanks a lot.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, I was just looking up this where that saying came from our own benefit, and it was from a guy named John A. Stormer, who just actually died in July of 2018. He was an American Protestant anti-communist author, best known for his 1964 book, None Dare Call It Treason. And then there was also a correlation to that by Gary Allen with None Dare Call It Conspiracy. And that's where I first heard the saying was when I read this thing back in like 65, 66. And that was the deal, is that these guys were already infiltrating back then with this communist thing, but everybody just poo-pooed them because they had the media. At first people just go, oh, it can't happen here. And then as time went by, the communists got control of the media and they got control of the outlets, and little by little, and with their banking cabal, printing money out of thin air and all of that.
Yeah, they've been working at it a long time.
Yeah.
And you have to stop and think, it's gone back quite a ways without – deep it is.
Well,
with
and we
them.
And we know,
you know what I mean.
And we know what the second oldest occupation in the world is, don't we? Politics. You know, the first oldest is prostitution.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's how it works. You know, politics. The many ticks sucking your blood. Politics. Go ahead. You got something?
No, I thought you were.
I'm
sorry. No, it's like what? Hey, it's the truth. You got to wonder why they come in that order too.
Yeah,
I'm just saying.
Yeah, it's true. So,
we do have a caller on the line. We've got Andrew. Good morning, Andrew.
Andrew, how's it going, buddy?
Morning, gang. Hey, don't be a Dave. I'll start with that.
Don't be Dave.
Dave's not here.
I know. Yeah, I sent you a video message about the beginning, what the grassroots of Q is, the 13-minute video.
I already posted it on my Facebook.
Oh, far out. Have you ever listened to it before?
I haven't yet, but I will today.
Okay, that's all I had.
All right, cool.
Well, thank you, Andrew.
Thanks.
We appreciate it.
All right, very good. So we just got a couple minutes and we're done, but... next week we might have Dave Horowitz on.
Yeah, I'm working on that. We're kind of playing email tag lately, so we are working on some different guests to come in. You know how that goes.
Yeah.
He
knows all about communists. He was raised in a commune.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was. And, his view take on Christianity.
Yeah. Interesting how those two philosophical bodies are completely opposed and opposite in pretty much all ways.
Well, one enables and enforces the evil of man. The other is to keep it at bay.
Gee, I wonder.
If people would behave in a godlike manner, would we require government?
Meanwhile, in Venezuela, they were hit with a massive blackout on Thursday. They had a power failure. And they were plunged into darkness, and could this be a precursor to PG&E in California?
Near you,
maybe,
if you're not careful.
Maybe.
Anyway,
maybe
we got to go. Time's up. Remember, remember something. Don't expect God to cover for you. You have to step up. Government is not reason, is not eloquence. It is force, and force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master.
And you've been listening to KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State, 96.5 FM.
I'm just a simple man trying to.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.